By then, Lund had moved back to his native St. Paul. He was extradited to Los Angeles last month from a Minnesota prison, where he was serving a sentence for grand theft in a case in which he used several thousand dollars of an unsuspecting woman's money to buy a car, authorities said. In interviews and court records, Lund has given different accounts of his background. In 1983, according to records, he told a probation officer that he had attended Harvard Law School for a year before dropping out for financial reasons. He said he also attended six other universities, including Princeton. Lund told the probation officer that he made his living providing cars for film sets, but also was an agent for several top entertainers. The officer concluded, "This defendant is viewed as a very sophisticated manipulator and con artist who uses his intelligence to defraud the public." In a recent interview, Lund added a year to his law school experience, but said he left Harvard after 2 years because he was recruited to play defensive end with the Los Angeles Express, a now-defunct professional football team. "I wanted to attend law school, but once I got there, my interests changed," he said. Lund said he was recruited by Express coaches because he'd played defensive end for UCLA, from which he said he graduated in 1974. In addition to UCLA, Lund said, "I did some time at the University of Hawaii." But efforts to verify Lund's claims were unsuccessful. "We have no record of that person ever registering or attending the law school," Harvard spokeswoman Marianne Spartacino said. Officials at UCLA and Hawaii also said they could not find any records indicating that Lund attended those schools. A media guide listing former UCLA football players did not include Lund's name. And the Express lasted only a few seasons after beginning in 1982, a period during which Lund spent most of his time in jails and prison. When told that any discrepancies in the biography he furnished might be published, Lund said his background was not important. "If you want to look for inconsistencies, look at the evidence in my case," he said. Lund said he's the victim of a police vendetta, that he was wrongly convicted of the 1982 assault at the Burbank Hotel and is now a scapegoat for an unsuccessful investigation into Cohen's slaying. "Why they singled me out, I don't know," Lund said. "I was not in Burbank that evening, and they know that. If there was a shred of evidence against me, they would have charged me in 1982, but they had the wrong man. It's not that they had insufficient evidence, they had no evidence. This has continued to disrupt my life for 9 years," he added. "I've had my fill of justice." But Byrd, an investigator on the case since its start, said the evidence against Lund has always been substantial. He said it was only with the reopening of the case and the gathering of additional evidence that prosecutors decided to file charges. "It was a strong case," he said. "It's much stronger now." Byrd and the Los Angeles County prosecutor assigned to the case, Deputy District Attorney Philip H. Rabichow, have refused to disclose what additional evidence against Lund was found.